And there was some discussion around the country that they were going to have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame museum. They just didn't know where it was to be located. So the Growth Association, as it was called back then, started putting some feelers out, and MMS was obviously a force to be reckoned with in the community. Milt Maltz, who was the owner, he's the Mall of Mallwright Broadcasting, was on all the local boards, banks, the union club, and all the people that were the movers and shakers of Cleveland. And with MMS's reputation, they figured we should have enough clout to send a message.